Hi, I'm Sam Sosa, your local property tax expert at Ownwell. Over the last 15 years, I've won over 70,000 property tax protests. See how much you could save in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com.
The NFL draft 3 weeks from tonight. Donnie and I will be in Green Bay for the draft. And joining us now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, the legend who will be a part of our draft coverage once again this year, the great Norm Hitchkiss. Norm, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Hi, lads. How are you all doing?
We're good, man. We're getting very excited about the NFL draft only being 3 weeks out. I love the draft. I know you do, too, and we're in full draft mode.
This will be the 40th consecutive draft for me, first pick to the last.
Norm, did you ever think when you started doing the draft that one day it will be held in Green Bay, Wisconsin at Lambeau Field?
The short answer to that, Donnie, is no.
It's very short answer. No, it's pretty cool when they got it out of New York. I know it was in Chicago once, and then you start moving it around. That's great. Vegas is a perfect spot. But Green Bay, we were talking about this earlier. I'm just curious how the setup is going to be. I remember being in Philadelphia with you, Norm, as they tore down the entire place around us in rounds 6 and 7, trying to get us the heck up out of there. And I just wonder how they're going to do that or how it's going to look when we get to Wisconsin.
Well, Donnie, I think you and Matt ought to just be happy that the draft's not in early February.
Man. Oh, that's the truth. That is the truth. Hopefully they'll have us inside and not outside, but we'll see. We will see. But, man, we are so excited that once again we'll have that wall-to-wall coverage. And we were talking because we got the news today of the Cowboys trading for Joe Milton III. When we spoke with David Moore, he thought that the Cowboys would spend a 5th, 6th, 7th round pick on a quarterback to see if they can develop him. They went the trade route. What do you think about Joe Milton? And do you think that since they traded for him, they won't even think about picking a quarterback in this year's draft?
Well, Joe Milton was the 6th rounder last year, and he didn't play because New England was investing time in quarterback Drake May when they took the 1st round. He did get to play one game right at the end of the season against Buffalo, and he was good. He was really solid that game. My first thing I thought is, why would New England trade a very, very cheap backup quarterback, and he'll be cheap for the next 3 years? I guess the answer is they signed veteran Joshua Dobbs to back up Drake May, but it still puzzled me that they would trade Milton, who has 3 years left on his rookie contract. Now, here's what I thought, lads, in the second level. How strong is this draft? And the answer is not strong at all. This is not a draft with an incredible depth of talent. Now, there are some talented positions, defensive tackle, running back, things like that. But in making this deal, New England moved up 46 places in the draft. They gave the Cowboys a 7th rounder, and they got a 5th rounder. And a lot of people think the talent's going to run out around the 5th round in this draft. So I think New England may have had that motive in making the deal.
You think the Cowboys will look in the draft to get another quarterback to challenge Will Greer for the 3rd spot or even for the 2nd spot with Joe Milton III? Or do you think this is basically going to be the quarterback room?
I think this is probably a quarterback room. Because if you take a quarterback in the 5th round and sign him, let's say I like Dylan Gabriel from Oregon. I don't think Brady Cook of Missouri gets to the 5th round or Kyle McCord of Syracuse gets to the 5th round. But if you sign that quarterback to the regular 4-year rookie contract, how many years does Dak Prescott have left on his deal? 4. So that person sits. And you get nothing for him, by the way, which is just what happened to Trey Lance. the Cowboys gave a very precious fourth rounder for Trey Lance, and he was a ghost most of his time here and is now available in the free agent market. So I don't think they will use a pick on a quarterback. Now, if something unusual happens, if Dylan Gabriel slides to sixth, something like that, they might consider it. But I don't think they'll do it with the fifth rounder, because I think they have only two of their four fifth rounders left, because they traded one for the defensive back Kair Elam and now another one for the backup quarterback Joe Milton.
Chatting with Norm Hitchkiss, the great Norm Hitchkiss, joining us here on The Invasion, talking some NFL draft. Norm, the Cowboys sit at an interesting position in the first round, sitting there at 12. And Donnie and I were talking about this earlier. If they're looking for a playmaker, such as a wide receiver or a running back, there's a very high likelihood they could get, maybe not Ginty, but Hampton could be there at running back. And they very well could get the number one wide receiver on their board after Travis Hunter. How do you see 12 playing out for Dallas?
I see Dallas in a very strange spot here. Every year there's a different number of tier one players. Some years there's 19 of them. Some years there's 17 of them. This year there may be only 11 or 12 of them. And the first hope the Cowboys have is that somebody trades up for Shedeur Sanders before them, because that would push another player down to them. But let's study the talent there for just a second, Matt. The Cowboys could use an offensive lineman, and two of them fit at 12. Arnon Membu, gotta love that name. He sounds like a star in a French movie. And Will Campbell from LSU, but I think they're both going off the board. You mentioned Ashton Ginty. I think he's off the board. I don't think Hampton, the number two runner, belongs at 12. I think he belongs at 17 or 20 or somewhere in there. But the guy you're referring to, Matt, is I think, very interesting. Teteroa McMillan, the Arizona wide receiver. Of those top five, Membu, Campbell, Ginty, Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, he doesn't get there either. And besides, I'm not sure Cowboy fans are interested in drafting another defensive lineman from Michigan. McMillan could get there. Now, he's not a speedy wide receiver. He's big. He makes tough catches. He catches the football in a crowd. The only problem I see there is that Dak Prescott doesn't like to throw the ball into a crowd. Dak likes to see an open wide receiver before he throws it. And I think McMillan's a terrific player. And I think there's a very good chance that's the Cowboys draft pick. But guys, look at the number two wide receiver job across from CeeDee Lamb. The Cowboys gave Cooks a pretty good amount of money to play that the last couple of years. And he was okay, but he got dinged up. They used a third rounder on Jalen Tolbert. They traded a fourth rounder, fourth this year, for Jonathan Mingo. They used a sixth rounder on Ryan Flournoy. They used a seventh rounder on Jalen Brooks. And this offseason, they signed wide receiver Paris Campbell, and Dallas will be his fourth team in 4 years. But none of those guys, none of them, is going to be the number two wide receiver. The Cowboys have invested a lot in trying to find a guy who could be the other side from CeeDee Lamb. And they haven't found him yet, which means if McMillan is there and all those others aren't that we mentioned, I think McMillan becomes a likely pick for this team.
Norm, do you think with what they've done in free agency allows the team to not necessarily have to focus on one position when it comes to the premium picks in the first few rounds? that's one of the things that you've always been a stickler for, of, okay, best player available. There are times where you have to draft for a position. The Cowboys wanted to do it a few years ago with those corners. They got swooped up. They wind up with Michael Parsons and all as well. But now with the numbers that they're throwing at their problems, it feels like whatever position that they pick in rounds one or two, you may agree with, because they'll definitely have a need at all of them.
Donnie, I totally agree with you. The free agents this club has signed are backup players. Literally, there's one that might start, and that's Kenneth Murray, at middle linebacker. But this is his third team in 3 years. That doesn't suggest good things when you started to become an NFL tumbleweed. But the others, Solomon Thomas, Jack Sanborn, Miles Sanders, Robert Jones, Javonte Williams, Paris Campbell, they traded for Kyir Elam. They got back defensive end Dante Fowler. All those people are backups. You still have needs at defensive tackle, running back, wide receiver. I think you have a need at defensive end, because Fowler's on a one-year contract, and this is the last year of Sam Williams' contract. And I don't know about you guys, but I was not at all impressed with Tyler Guyton last year, whom they put at left tackle. And that would still be on my list, a real offensive tackle, because I'm going to ask you guys, this club we know is going to be terribly tight for money next year with all the big contracts on their cap. Does Terrence Steele at $18 million survive in the next year? I find that a little hard to believe. How about you guys?
Yeah, no, same way. And you start looking at some of the players that they've committed to, and you're wondering, okay, what's an exit strategy to try to free up something? I think Diggs, while solid, if he's healthy, is he going to be in trouble because of the money that he makes and what they need to do? So that's a very interesting question.
Well, and Donnie, let me add exactly what you said. How much are they going to pay for Deron Bland to keep him?
Right.
And because the price of cornerbacks has gone past $20 million a year. And this club, that's another position. Forgive me for not mentioning it. That's another position this club is in real need of. Because, Donnie, you're right. Is Diggs going to be well? Are they going to be able to keep Deron Bland? And they already lost Jordan Lewis, who was a really good nickel corner. This club has a needed cornerback. So that's now six needs. So to go back to a question or two before this, yes, the Cowboys could pick any of those six positions and say it was, oh, no, we weren't drafting for need.
Right. Well, Norm, thank you so much for the info. We will have you on again next week as we get closer to the draft. Don't forget, of course, wall-to-wall coverage here on the Ticket of the 2025 NFL Draft in a few weeks. Matt and myself will be in Green Bay. Norm will be at the Star in Frisco, and then we'll have people in studio. It's going to be a fun time as always. Can't wait for it, but we can't wait to talk to you again next week, Norm.
I look forward to it. And when you get a chance, tell hello to Gordon for me.
Will do. I definitely will do that. All right, Norm, take care, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you, lad.
That is Norm Hitzkus, of course, the man when it comes to the draft, and he'll be a part of the coverage that's happening here in a few weeks.
This is Woman's Work with Nicole Khalil.
I would rather have the temporary pain of discomfort than the avoidable pain of regret. There are too many of us that we're waiting for someday, and the clock is ticking.
Redefining what it means to be doing woman's work.
Make sense of this wild, chaotic, and beautiful world and your place in it. That is woman's work.
This is Woman's Work from Believe. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
From emails to reports and project proposals, it's hard to meet the demands of today's competing priorities without some help. Grammarly is the essential AI communication assistant that boosts your productivity at work so you can get more of what you need done faster. Just a few clicks can tailor your tone and writing so you come across exactly as you intend. Get time back to focus on your high-impact work. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Looking for wine at $4, $5, or $6 a bottle? Total Wine & More has over 300 great wines under $8 to choose from. Come grab yours today. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Also with speedy delivery and free curbside pickup.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Ocana, where every experience is curated just for you. Where the spa knows what you crave and the bartender knows your fave. Where every bite is just right and you'll feel like the only one in sight. But that's crazy, right? There's enough to do for your crew inside. It's always 82 degrees and sunny on these slides. Make your next vacation iconic. Make it Ocana.
All right, it's 8:42 on the ticket. So we have gotten a hold of some secret audio. This is behind-the-scenes stuff, and we're the first to air this publicly. We understand this is audio of Jerry Jones consulting somebody about the whole Micah Parsons contract dilemma.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you, Mr. President, for your positivity and for getting together with me. I know you're not in the Oval Office anymore, but have a lot of time on your hands. But I like this, just a couple big Texas guys hanging out.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just take a break from some of these paintings I've been doing, you know. By the way, I'll be unloading some of them at the flea market down the street there. And it's great to have two meetings of the minds of which we are both a part of in this situation. You know?
Well, you've had so much experience over the years talking with very powerful people, and I'm involved in a situation right now, Mr. President, that I need your help on. I need to get your advice on how to negotiate with a player.
Now this player's not a terrorist, right? Because we don't negotiate with terrorists. That's pretty good one, right there, huh? Yeah.
No,
I crushed that one, man.
I know it's
that was awesome
for you there, but no, he's not.
I'm
a
laughing
terrorist.
Like a Muppet right now.
He's just a player who wants a hell of a lot of money.
Wouldn't we be great in the balcony on the Muppets, me and you?
What's the Muppets?
Continue.
Okay, so he wants a lot of money. He's wanting $40 million a year.
$40 million? That's like half a billion, man.
That is somewhat like that. That's right.
That's a crazy amount.
And he's just driving a really hard bargain, and you negotiated with world leaders. So, I mean, what should I do here so I can get what they like to call the upper hand?
Well, I'm not a negotiator. I have a set of rules that we use to negotiate. Number one, do not negotiate. Number two, don't negotiate. Letter C. Number. Flip one and two. IV, which is Roman for four. Don't mess with Texas.
All right. Those are good. I think that's going to help.
You can use all those anytime you want, man.
He's really an amazing player. Now, part of me thinks I ought to pay this $40 million because, I mean, on the field, he's just a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, you're never going to find a man.
No,
I would not want a weapon of mass destruction after you'll be looking for him all the time. You're like, where's Micah? We don't know. You don't see him. He's not there. And then somebody will claim they found him, and then it'll turn out that they did not, which is, once again, rule number two in the negotiations of terrorism strategy-fication. Right?
Also, while I have you here, Mr. President, because I know you're on a tight schedule,
I got a lot to do, man. You're 100% correct. We're going to be going to we got those tunnels under my house. I'm going to be showing those to some people that aren't supposed to see them. Just for fun.
That didn't sound like a good idea.
Yeah,
but...
there's a lot. Hey, listen, if you're talking to the right guy, if you're looking for guys with some bad ideas.
Well, you've also been simpatico. Married for a long time with Laura, who's just lovely. We enjoy seeing her at all the charity functions that we both attend. But
wonderful lady. You know, LB. I call her LB.
I want you to...
which is bad, because that's also the... abbreviation for pound, which I heard you done some recently.
I want to get your advice on marriage, because Jean is just so hard for me to get along with. She gets mad every time I come home drunk. She gets mad when I come home with lipstick on my collars. She gets mad when
collar hit me.
Come home smelling like Full Release from an Asian massage parlor. She just has a lot of rules. How do you get away with all this stuff with Laura? I mean, I don't understand how to make marriage
work.
We
tend not to do any of that stuff. I do slap the booty once in a while, but...
You're so lucky to have.
I get myself into.
You have so lucky to have daughters too, because I got two sons, and I got to tell you, George, they are the worst things that have ever happened in this world. Was the birth of those two. Half of me thinks I just should have kept the placentas afterwards and thrown away the sons when they were born.
I thought it was going to get creepy in here. I guess it just stayed. Run of the mill.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President, and I appreciate you taking the time to meet with a guy who's worth a lot more money than you, but has never been the President of the United States, and it's an honor to have spoken it with you.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Oh, happy day!
Wow, top secret audio. Never
glad
before
you stayed
heard.
I am glad I stayed to listen and not be involved with that at all.
We found that tape. Man, holy cow, explosive audio like that.
I feel dirty. But it was amazing. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Glad
you listened to it, Frank.
Might add that to my act, parts of that. Yeah, that's
a little fun here.
Very fun.
Thanks for hanging out with us, the great Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Addison Improv.
ImprovTX.com, by the way. And for that Lawton, Oklahoma show in another month or so, it's I'll wait till the laugh. The clapping goes down. That's a long clap. FrankOnStage.com brings you to the Improv TX site and the Lawton Apache Casino.
Nice. Awesome. Safe travels, Frank.
The Sean Ryan Show Peak Points. Get timeless inspiration from the very best of The Sean Ryan Show.
What do you think of working with the SEALs? We went out every night going after bad guys. I was humbled.
There was no going back home.
I would be in another room crying because I was afraid to go to sleep because of what was coming for me in the middle of the night.
How long did it take you to be able to talk about it?
Long time. But I realized my experiences may help other people too.
The men like yourself are considered legends in the community.
You're right.
The Sean Ryan Show Peak Points. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Need a meal that fits your lifestyle? Payway Asian Kitchen's new lighter menu has you covered. Flavor packed and protein stacked. Payway's chicken, avocado, and broccoli protein bowl provides 19 grams of protein per serving and is perfect to fuel your workout or power you through your day. The signature grilled chicken salad is not your average salad. Enjoy a bold take on lighter eating with remarkable flavors, only the freshest ingredients, and just 310 calories per serving. This might be the best salad you've ever had. Try them today at a Payway near you.
Live from the internet's red carpet, it's Vrbo's 2025 Vacation Rentals of the Year. Selected from over 2 million private vacation rentals, this year's list features the best of Vrbo. And with weekly discounts on select stays, they might be more affordable than you think. See the list at Vrbo.com and make it a Vrbo.
There's a lot to think about when you're moving. But at NFM, we're here every step of the way. Our huge selection means we have what you need, from furniture and appliances to electronics and flooring. It's in stock and ready for you to take home today. Plus, our pickup and delivery options make it easy. You can feel good about adding finishing touches with guaranteed low prices and long-term financing. NFM and Grandscape is here to help make your new house a home.
All right, it's 8:42, Tuesday morning with the Musers, the NFL draft, just a couple of weeks away. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to present his NFL mock draft is our old friend, number 88, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Morning, Michael.
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Get me on here to do my mock draft, man.
We'd love to hear it.
Hey, it's cold outside, and I just want to say something. Millsap Mineral Wells late start today because of the cold temperatures. They will start at 10 a.m.
Oh, really? So,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Not going to be closed, but they will start at 10 a.m. That's after you guys finish broadcasting, man.
That's right.
You guys, it's like, I was listening that morning when Troy told you guys, that's leverage. Spring breaking out at 9 o'clock. Leverage.
That's right. We're enjoying it, Michael.
Man.
And it's always great that you keep up with school closings, even in April.
I try my best, man. I got a lot of things going, but... Can I just say something in all seriousness, though?
Sure.
Before I give you my mock draft, I just got to say something, man. And it's kind of like an open letter to Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Get Micah signed. Get it done. In today's NFL, you must have a pass rusher. You must bring the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Micah is our microwave. He is our space heater. Micah Parsons will not be traded. You should not trade him. This crazy talk. You hear that talk out there? Trade Micah? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to. In fact, I think Micah, is ordained by God to be a cowboy.
Okay.
Hold on now. Stay with me.
Sorry.
Okay? What's Micah's number?
11.
What was Troy's number?
8.
What do you get when you multiply 8 times 11?
Uh-oh. That's a very famous wide receiver number.
88! Haymaker number! That is not a coincidence. That is ordained by God.
Well, I don't know. That's it's quite a stretch.
Okay, here's another one. How many Super Bowls did Jimmy win?
2.
I say 3, but yeah, 2. That's right. 2.
Right. He was very responsible for number 3 as well, yes.
2 Super Bowls for Jimmy. So you take the number 2 and you multiply you multiply that by Micah's number. What does that give you?
22.
That's catch 22, and you still had guardium yet.
That's right. Trip. It all comes back to
it
the triplets.
It all comes back to that. So, against that backdrop, and having said that, I am now ready to present you with my Michael Irvin Cowboys mock draft.
Wow. I didn't realize we were going to get this morning, the Playmakers mock draft exclusively on the ticket.
Not just NFL mock draft, Cowboy mock draft.
Oh, okay, just the Cowboys.
Cowboy mock draft with the Cowboys' first pick.
Yes, number 12.
No.
What do you mean?
It is not going to be number 12. You need to go up a little bit there, buddy.
Okay, you have them trading up?
Trading up to the number 1 pick with Tennessee.
Okay.
They're going to trade Dak Prescott, or as I like to call him, Sack Prescott. A second round pick this year, next year's number 1, a number 1 in 27,
wow,
and a number 1 in 28 for the number 1 pick this year, where they will take not just any quarterback, but the quarterback from the U, Cowboy.
Of course, from the U.
I'm so tired of watching Dak Prescott. He can't run, and he can't throw. That's a bad combo for a quarterback.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone can do both of those things, and you mark it down. The Cowboys will do that. They will trade up, and they will get Cam Ward to be their quarterback starting next year from the U.
Are you just saying this because he's from the U?
No.
Okay.
No. And by the way, Florida, congratulations on that title, but it ain't a football title. I can't believe that you did not win one with Cam Ward, but the Cowboys can win one with Cam Ward.
Okay, well, that would certainly be headline-making.
Number 1 pick overall goes to the Cowboys. They take Cam Ward.
Okay.
Next selection. Now, they still have the 12th pick, but I think they're going to trade that up. They're going to trade up.
Trading up twice again, in the first round.
Again, they're not giving up 12 with that first one. They're just giving up second round and all those number ones like Jimmy did.
And Dak.
Like Jimmy got back in there, and Dak for Cam. But what they're going to do is trade up from number 12, so number 12 overall, third-round pick this year, two fourth-round picks this year, three fifth-round picks this year, two sixth-round picks from this year, five seventh-round picks, and Rowdy, Jared Jr., going to be playing for another team.
Are you
going to Vegas here like that? And they're going to, because they are going to get indications that the Raiders are interested in Ashton Jeanty. And so the Cowboys will trade up number six with Vegas, and they will take Ashton Jeanty.
Wow.
Closest thing to catch 22 that I have ever seen.
Is he really? Okay, that's high praise.
So you get Ward and you get Ashton Jeanty, and your draft is made. And you may say, Michael, they have needs. They have other needs. What about wide receiver? Good question. Well, I'm coming back.
You can still play.
I'm about half as good. That's why I'm going to wear 44 instead of 88. I let CD have 88.
Okay.
What about offensive line? Nate, he coming back.
Oh, he is?
Nate's coming back. Russell Maryland coming back for defense tackle.
Well, it always comes back to the early 90s for you, doesn't it?
You have met your needs at wide receiver, offensive line, and defensive line, and you get Ward, and you get Jeanty, and you get back to the Super Bowl. That is the way it's going to roll.
Well, that would be quite a haul if they got Cam Ward and Ashton Jeanty. We'd be talking a lot about it. I'm just really happy that you confirmed this morning that Jerry Jr. is indeed Rowdy.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So there you go. That is my Michael Mark.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. And thank you for the update on the school delays as well.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Peace to you. Okay.
Yeah, peace to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he goes, the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
Experience the many benefits of owning a Volvo car. Enjoy complimentary factory scheduled maintenance, 24/7 roadside assistance, and expert care provided by your Volvo authorized retailer. Get top-notch service by scheduling your next service with the Volvo Cars app.
That feeling of owning your first Mercedes-Benz is hard to believe, but it's real. From the leather stitching to the iconic design, every element of a Mercedes lives up to its reputation. See for yourself at your local dealer. Offers are waiting.
All right, a win for the Mavericks last night. They beat the Hawks, the American Airlines Center. They are now firmly in control of the ninth spot, the play-in spot in the West, a game and a half up on Sacramento. And joining us now to talk about the Mavericks' stretch run as the head coach, we say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Okay. We're doing great. Congrats on another win.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Boy, I guess we're really seeing the impact of AD.
You mean tell us about the impact of AD?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it changed the way we dated everything. I mean, the world's older than 2,025 years, so the impact of AD is huge. I mean, a lot of people think it means after death, but it means Anno Domini. So, I mean, you know, if you're talking about some sort of chronological importance of the phrase AD, and you want my opinion on it, that seems weird for an NBA head basketball coach to have to comment on that.
Anthony Davis is clearly who we're talking about here.
But a good point. All of NBA history has happened AD. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
true.
Get where you're going.
That into account for your next question.
Okay.
Well, here we are, just a few games left in the season. You're playing okay right now, but are you afraid that if you go on even a little skid from here on out that the bottom could fall out of the season?
Well, I mean, I think that's a good question that you ask on this interview that you just did with me right now. But I don't think the bottom will fall out. I mean, as far as I know, there's been no known instances of rectal prolapse due to basketball. So, I mean, the bottom falling out of the season just sounds weird. Now, can a basketball player who's suffering constipation issues or practicing rosebudding techniques, maybe his bottom could fall out. But I don't think it's unlikely. So, I mean,
he's going
I think...
It's going a different direction there.
I think you guys are fake news, almost as fake as the glasses I wear in my post-game press conference.
Those are fake?
They're supposed to make me look like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I was just about to give you credit because I think through all the injuries you guys have had, I think you've done a really good job as the head coach. I mean, this season easily could have gone down the tubes.
Well, I don't think it's going to. How does a season go down a tube? I mean, like a, you're talking about like a pneumatic tube at the bank? Those don't go down. They go up.
Well,
they go up and over. So, I mean, if you're talking about a season going up and over rather opposed to down the tubes, maybe that would make more sense.
No.
Or maybe you're talking about the 80s pop band The Tubes that sang She's a Beauty. I mean, I think that would be great if we went to The Tubes down She's a Beauty. Because that song was good, as was their other pop hit, Talk to You Later.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it again. So, I mean, if you want us to go down the tubes, that would be great. But then you got a whole nother issue on your hands, which is who's going to play bass.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you're understanding. But anyway, Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on The Ticket. All anybody is talking about is the Lakers game next week, L.A. coming to town, the American Airlines Center. Are you worried about Luka Magic?
No, I'm not worried, although I am concerned about it because, I mean, I've heard his last name mispronounced many times in many different ways, but I don't understand how you look at the word Doncic and pronounce it Magic.
No.
I am worried about that pronunciation of his name, but it sounds like a cognitive processing error, if you ask me. So I recommend that you go and get your brain scanned to check out for some sort of glioblastoma or something that's interfering with your language processing facilities.
Do you miss Luka? Do you miss having him around?
No. Not really.
See, he was against Luka. He was ready for the trade. All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate the time this morning.
Well, I appreciate you, and I hope all the Mavericks fans, the ones who aren't pissed at Nico Harrison, will come out and watch us play. I'm now going to laugh in slow motion. That'll sound like a steam train starting.
Yeah. That does sound like a steam train. Listen to that.
It's funny.
It is kind of funny.
What an odd laugh.
A waste of time. All right, there he is, Jason Kidd. 8:47 on The Ticket.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back.
There's been so many times where I'm like, I apologize that I said that, but that wasn't meant for you to hear.
Feel you there.
How fun would it be to bring in some Bravo celebrities and make our own bracket?
Iconic.
All right, I'll take Dorinda, you take Sonia.
Sonia is who I wish I could be.
You and me both. I cannot be someone in the program. What's PTO?
Pay time off, see? Oh. You've never had a real job.
Give them Lala.
It is nothing but honesty.
You guys know.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Total Wine & More has the largest selection of craft beers, the latest seltzer flavors, cases stacked high, and kegs ready to fly for the lowest prices in town. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, also with speedy delivery and free curbside pickup.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Live from the internet's red carpet, it's Vrbo's 2025 vacation rentals of the year. Selected from over 2 million private vacation rentals, this year's list features the best of Vrbo. And with weekly discounts on select stays, they might be more affordable than you think. See the list at Vrbo.com and make it a Vrbo.
Hi, I'm Sam Sosa, your local property tax expert at Ownwell. Over the last 15 years, I've won over 70,000 property tax protests. See how much you could save in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com.
The Sean Ryan Show Peak Points. Get timeless inspiration from the very best of The Sean Ryan Show.
What do you think of working with the SEALs? We went out every night going after bad guys. I was humbled.
There was no going back home.
I would be in another room crying because I was afraid to go to sleep because of what was coming for me in the middle of the night.
How long did it take you to be able to talk about it?
Long time. But I realized my experiences may help other people too.
The men like yourself are considered legends in the community.
You're right.
The Sean Ryan Show Peak Points. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
And we always do this when we're up here. Gordo takes out the wireless mic. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, do you have me, gentlemen?
Yes, we do.
Thought I'd roam around here and see who I can find. I think this talk to this gentleman here. How you doing, sir? Gordon Keith of The Ticket. Is this Mr. Harris?
Yeah, this is Mr. Harris. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Mr. Harris? You doing well, huh?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
You live up this way?
No, I live in Dallas. I live in Dallas, Texas.
And what you doing up here?
My wife. Oh.
That's okay. What? That's
my wife had a birthday yesterday, so I surprised them and brought her up here.
All right.
Well, that's very nice. Well, why were you didn't want to tell us that your wife had a birthday? That's a good thing.
No, that's a real good thing. No. No.
Nobody knows that you're married?
No, everybody know I'm married. It's just a surprise that nobody would know that we was here.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Well, we won't tell.
You don't have a very identifiable voice. So.
Now, everybody know we at the casino.
That's all right. Did you win anything?
To the ticket.
Yeah, that's right. have you won anything, Mr. Harris?
No, I don't gamble.
Oh, you don't gamble, but she does. She gambled when she married you.
That's low blow, man.
We're having a great time. What do you do for a living, Mr. Harris?
I'm retired.
Oh, what'd you retire from?
Dallas Independent School District.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I was custodian.
Oh, you were? Mm-hmm. Did you work up to head custodian? Do they have that? I mean, there's like
I worked up to having my own school.
There you go. So you're in charge of the whole thing.
I was in charge of the whole thing. So.
What's that blue stuff they put down when a kid vomits? You know what I'm talking about? There's some kind of thing you throw on vomit.
Really?
Well, yeah. Really? I'd like to know.
You want to bring memories back?
No, I don't mean to bring vomit memories. Did you get to work that cool circular floor buffer thing?
I worked it, man. I worked it.
I was obsessed with that when I was a kid. I always wanted to work one of those.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You was obsessed?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to buy one. Can you buy one for your home?
Not for your home, man.
Looks like it weighs like 300 pounds.
Not for your home, man.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. Sorry. So did you have your own?
Not unless you wanted to go into business.
No, I don't want to go into business. I just want to do that for a little 10-square-foot kitchen.
Have a. Buy one for...
Yeah, that would do well in this.
Yeah, this tile floor.
Did you have your own, like, office as a custodian?
I had my own office and everything. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of the school.
And did you have authority over the kids? Like, you could expel them if you wanted to? Were you the full powers of the school district police force?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mr. Harris?
No, I did not have authority to expel any kids. I know a whole bunch of them that I wanted to expel.
Yeah, you have any kids that gave you flack, you know, kind of yelling at you and stuff like that? You have to break up any fights?
No.
Any famous kids that came up through DISD when he was there?
What about famous kids? Like any of them that became famous later?
Not that I know of, but we got some kids, some real good kids coming up right now, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. This class is a good one. Wait, when did you retire?
4 years ago.
Okay. 4 years.
Have him give a shout out to his buddy who's listening right now.
Can you give a shout out to your buddy who's listening right now?
Mr. Kendall Williams, shout out to you, buddy. Appreciate you taking care of me, man.
How'd he take care of you?
He's covering for me.
He what?
He's covering for me.
Oh, he's covering for you right now.
Yeah, I work part-time.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I thought you were retired, but yes.
I'm retired, but I work part-time, so I called him up, and he's taking care of me.
What's the craziest thing you ever saw at school?
Tell him we're on live radio.
The craziest thing? Oh, man. When it freezes over, that's the craziest thing.
Why? Because you catch kids.
No.
Doing stuff.
We have to go to school. We have to go to work where everybody else is at home.
What about seniors in high school, like boyfriends, girlfriends making out? You ever bust that up in the bathroom?
No. Okay. I was in elementary school, sir.
Oh, well, he's in elementary school.
My apologies.
I was in elementary school. No, I didn't see that.
I had some bad information. I'm sorry. Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's Mr. Harris. You.
What's your dream vacation? You have a big vacation planned in retirement?
Actually, I've been on all my vacations. I got one more on my bucket list. I want to do that Alaskan cruise.
Alaskan cruise. Oh, nice, nice. You ever been to Alaska?
No.
I haven't either. It's supposed
to
be really beautiful.
That's on my bucket list.
Uh-huh. Where's the farthest place you've been?
Hawaii.
Nice. I haven't been there either.
You haven't been there?
No. It's more beautiful than Alaska. They filmed the TV series Lost there. No. You watch Lost?
Yes, they did. Tell them. Yes, they did.
You can't. You can't go to Hawaii.
Why not?
No, you just can't go to Hawaii.
Why not? Not while you're there?
No, while
you
I'm there.
You want me there running your vacation?
No, both of us there now.
I think pot's legalized in Hawaii. You ever done that?
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. I didn't know it was going to be such
a school custodian.
Reason why.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, thank you, Mr. Harris. I'm going to go catch this guy. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Talk to this guy.
Bye, Mr. Harris.
Hey, you got a Texas Ranger shirt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm Gordon from the ticket. What's your name?
He's going to punch him.
What?
David.
David. I'm sorry. Did I start you?
No, that's fine.
You almost turned around and swung on
him. So, yeah.
Oh, you are. Oh,
yeah,
great.
So
I'm
nice
Gordon.
To meet you.
And that's George and Craig over there.
Musers, right?
Yeah. Hey.
How long have you been listening?
Since in the 90s.
Wow. Wow. Since you were a young man.
Old hardline, all that. Uh-huh. Like, long time.
Wow.
Long time. What'd you do for a living?
I'm in IT.
You're in IT?
He runs the NIT.
You run the NIT?
No, I am in the IT industry.
Oh, okay. In IT.
And you got any wife, kids?
Wife and two kids.
Uh-huh. What do the kids do?
They grown? Go to school? No, they go to school.
What grade are they in?
I have a...
They elementary school? Mr. Harris was just here earlier.
I'm
custodian.
Third grade and a 11th grade.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
First wife?
Second wife.
Oh, my
That's
God.
The answer he wanted.
You knew it going in.
What happened with the first one?
Went separate ways. Still friends.
That was a Journey song.
But why separate ways?
I want kids. She didn't.
Ever punch a pillow listening to Separate Ways by Journey?
That answer's not going to satisfy Gordon.
Why did she want kids with you?
I don't know.
Was it just you or she didn't want
these
kids?
These answers are unsatisfactory to him, so he's digging deeper.
Did she ever get remarried?
Yes.
Oh, did she have kids with the other guy?
No.
Ooh, not the answer
he
wanted.
He has a kid. But she doesn't like it.
I don't know. I haven't asked that.
Not getting the answers he wants.
But she had a drinking problem, didn't she?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, a little closer there.
There was
now,
reality, wasn't there
now,
towards the end?
No, okay. You're not putting that on me.
Now he caught one.
Thank you, man.
Hey, talk to this guy right here.
He's going to have to get more aggressive with the fishing than that one.
Ask him.
Yeah,
this guy up.
Hey,
he's got
doing,
a question.
Sir? What's your name?
Lauren Johnson.
Oh, Lauren Johnson. What do you do, Lauren?
I'm retired.
Well, I bet. What did you used to do?
I worked at Raytheon in Garland.
We're doing a radio
okay,
show.
Yeah, Raytheon. So you built like defense contracting stuff.
It was a defense contractor, yeah.
And how much can you talk about that?
Not a lot. I mean, I spent my whole time in closed areas. So.
What does that mean, closed areas? That means secret?
You have to have a clearance to get in.
Aliens?
Or did you guys ever investigate aliens?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Have
you been to Mars?
I have not.
Have you guys investigated, or do you have a theory on what those lights are, the orbs we've been seeing over, like, New Jersey and stuff?
I do not. I don't have a clue.
Has he ever killed somebody over top secret information?
Never have.
What about the Kennedy thing?
Do what?
What about the Kennedy thing?
Man, I'm interested in that, too. I'd like to find out. I mean, I've been watching the news to see, because they keep coming out with more and more stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you hiding?
What are you hiding?
Yeah, I'm not hiding anything, but I'd like to find out who he is.
Yeah. Raytheon was involved in some of that.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I was...
We got to go because we got to talk to Baldy.
Yeah, but we got to talk to Baldy. But anyway, thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, cool. Thank you. All right.
Okay. All right. There you go. Some characters up here. Choctaw Casino.
It's one of my favorite bits.
That feeling of owning your first Mercedes-Benz is hard to believe.
but it's real. From the leather stitching to the iconic design, every element of a Mercedes lives up to its reputation. See for yourself at your local dealer. Offers are waiting.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Easter. Whether that's toys and treats for the big egg hunt.
Happy Easter!
Dinnerware to hold heaps of Nana's candied yams.
Happy Easter.
Or fashions to make your Sunday best, better than the rest.
Happy Easter.
Ooh, I see you, girl. From pink grass to pastel ties, shop everything Easter on Amazon.
It's part sports.
We have football on the brain.
Part pop culture.
Dennis Leary.
True or false, you refuse to wear a glove with Mickey Mantle's signature on it for the movie The Sandlot.
The Red Sox blood, the Brewers blood, they run deep.
Add in the best celebrity interviews.
Robert De Niro here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Just got over a 24-hour virus.
The antidote is to appear on The Rich Eisen Show.
There you go. I would have done it earlier.
And you've got The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
There is a medicinal quality to appearing on this program.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Need a meal that fits your lifestyle? Peiwei Asian Kitchen's new lighter menu has you covered. Flavor packed and protein stacked. Peiwei's chicken, avocado, and broccoli protein bowl provides 19 grams of protein per serving and is perfect to fuel your workout or power you through your day. The signature grilled chicken salad is not your average salad. Enjoy a bold take on lighter eating with remarkable flavors, only the freshest ingredients, and just 310 calories per serving. This might be the best salad you've ever had. Try them today at a Peiwei near you.
We say good morning to Luka Doncic. How are you?
What up, dude? How's everything like in the Big D, man?
Oh, no. Man. Are you sounding like a Californian now?
Oh, man. I was like coming back in Dallas. I'm like, no way, bro. And it's like, nah, this is cool, dude. You know, I'm like, whoa.
So you sounded like a Slovenian until you got to Texas and you adopted a Texas accent. You've already gone full-blown Californian.
Yeah. I'm just effing with you, man. I don't talk about
that. Oh, okay.
No, I totally fell for it. Nah, man, I'm just effing with you. An armadillo don't change his stripes. You know
what I'm
saying?
That's right.
Texan through and through. I still ride a John Deere to practice at that crypto staple center. Still barbecue every night. Still listen to Zach Top while I scrimmage.
Oh, you're in the Zach Top, huh?
Zach Top, Georgie.
Well, what was it like to be back?
Well, it was great sleeping in my Longhorn bed last night.
Oh, that's what kind of bed
you know,
is,
I still got my house here. I have a ranch in downtown Dallas.
Yeah?
Yeah, buy diamonds by the ton, chase cuties in my Cadillac. I drill oil wells just for fun. You may know all that.
But, yeah, I've heard that before somewhere.
But
yeah.
I got to say, man, I kind of liking this Hollywood LA thing. It ain't bad, man.
All right.
Ain't bad. I kind of regret I got married right before I got traded.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get married, and then I move to a land that's got more tail than a dolphin sanctuary. I would have plowed through so many actresses and starlets if I was single. Ladies love me in L.A.
I bet they do.
And all hot, too. Hotter than a fritter.
Well, you seemed dialed in last night with 45 points. Were you pleased with how you played?
Disappointed, Junes.
Really?
I was disappointed.
Huh.
I really wanted to break Wilt's record last night, just to show that Nico Harrison what a mistake he made.
Right.
Because I'm on a revenge kick now, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge kick. I'm determined I'm going to be the best Slovenian basketball player that Nico Harrison ever traded away.
Okay.
And I'm even started eating better. I've been doing that. Because, you know, there for a while I was eating like cheese enchiladas as snacks.
Well, is that maybe
and
the...
I was eating like an entire three-tiered wedding cake every day for lunch. Sometimes I'd skip the top tier, you know, I mean, yeah. If I couldn't do it. But then for dinner, I'd eat like a cow with ice cream on it. And you know how most players have like sports drinks inside their Gatorade bottles and stuff?
Yeah.
I used to do milkshakes with cookie dough busted up inside of
them. No,
that's a lot of sugar.
That's one reason.
Now I'm working out, brother. Now I'm working out.
Oh, well, that may be the LeBron influence, huh?
Yeah, dude. Jeb, I don't know if you know this, but LeBron is a monster, man. That guy really takes care of his body.
Yeah.
he kind of shamed me into taking care of myself, to be honest. I mean, he said something that really stuck with me. I don't know why it was so memorable. Maybe it was because it was right after I had just arrived in L.A. and it was my first workout with him, but I'll never forget it. He said, "Man, you're out of shape and you're going to die before you're 40. And that just really kind of stuck with me.
Pretty strong words.
Yeah.
I can see how that would stick with you. Yeah.
Well, this is Luca, by the way, with us here on the ticket after
That's
last
right.
night's.
Luca Magic.
Luca Magic with us here on the ticket. So did you like the tribute video last night and the T-shirts that they printed up?
Dude, James, they completely botched. I don't know whether it was Google Translate or what they used for this thing, but they completely botched that Slovenian they printed on the front of that shirt they gave out.
They did?
Yeah, what they printed was way off.
Well, what did they print?
Well, what did they tell everyone that it said?
They told everyone it said, "Thanks for everything" in Slovenian.
Wrong. It's not what it said, but what they printed says in Slovenian, it translates, "My car smells like whale vagina."
Okay.
So, I mean, like, way off.
There's no way.
That is. But that video kind of got to me. I mean, it sucked because Farwell was screaming so much on it.
Oh, that made it great. Those big highlights.
But, yeah, I scratched my cornea right before they played it, so I didn't get to see too much of it. I was
oh,
that's why
we thought
eyes.
You were crying.
No, I wasn't crying. Maybe I was crying because my eardrums were bleeding because of Falwell overreacting to everything I did.
Well, you provided a lot of excitement when you played here. He's just calling exciting plays.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I did. I guess slippery slope. You end up yelling on highlights. Anyway, what are y'all up to, man?
Oh, just, you know, doing the show, talking about you.
Doing the show, cutting the hours back, Georgie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that is, Georgie. Hey, man, I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. I'm thinking about heading up there to Choctaw, doing a little gambling while I'm here.
Okay, well, if you can make it, that'd be great.
All right, keep the sleds together, Georgie.
Okay, we'll keep the sleds together. All right, we'll see you. There goes Luca.
The Sean Ryan Show presents Peak Points. Get timeless inspiration from the very best of The Sean Ryan Show.
September 11th happens. What is the first thing that went through your head?
September 12th, I'm going back in the military.
Talk about being recruited by the cartel. How do you cope? Just learning how to find a new normal.
One of the most tragic events in American firefighter history.
You know what comes after.
You have this beautiful life. You have these horrible experiences, yes, but you can do something with them for the greater good.
The Sean Ryan Show Peak Points. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hi, I'm Sam Sosa, your local property tax expert at Ownwell. Over the last 15 years, I've won over 70,000 property tax protests. See how much you could save in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com.
The most accurate testosterone test is at home, thanks to Maximus. MaximusTribe.com's testosterone test is designed for modern men who want fast, hassle-free, reliable health insights. The clinical quality test is painless and easy to use and includes 9 critical biomarkers that their doctors review to provide you with a clear plan that fits your lifestyle and gets you feeling your best. Visit MaximusTribe.com to get your painless, discreet, and easy to use testosterone test today. MaximusTribe.com.
You're a coach who's always loved sports, but being a great coach requires more. Tim Cates here with Petros & Money talking about Concordia University Irvine's Masters in Coaching and Athletics Administration program.
Compete with the best in the country. Join top CIF coaches, national championship coaches who've catapulted their careers with Concordia's elite program.
College grads, the summer term starts on May 19th. Enroll now to get a $1,000 scholarship toward the official master's program of the CIF.
Go to cui.edu/coaching.
Bob's World, soccer.
All right, Bob's NFL, World is brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
And here he is back F1 from the UK, golf. Bob.
Bob's World.
It was another successful trip to England, a place I so enjoy, and took Justin on Soccer Journey 2025 across the pond this past week. We got back yesterday, and it was his first time in that direction. And we got to see some of his favorite football players in person, and we went to three matches, and it was just as great as it always is. And man, what a fun!
Did he have a ball?
He had the best time. He was with like my normal crew of dudes, all roughly my age, and so there's probably something to that, is going along with Dad and his friends.
There were no other youths on this particular edition?
There was a drop-in youth in his mid-20s, as Lookabaugh's son was with us, but they had to join us a little later, and so it wasn't full-time, but yeah, they did join us for Saturday and Sunday, and that was the big meat of the trip. But it was just the best, because London is so cool. If you've never been there, I highly recommend that city. In terms of if you want to go to a foreign land and see lots of historically significant things, but everybody still speaks English, or at least a version of it, or probably the original version, if I may be so bold. But
why don't you guys talk American?
You guys are talking American. I wouldn't be shocked if we had a language called American at some point real soon, so who knows. But anyway, as of now, you wander over there, and so we tried something that I wouldn't recommend, which is fly overnight and then go to a night match the first day, because of course acclimating to the massive time shift and of course the difficulty of an overnight flight, you're just wanting a bed the second you land.
How long is that train ride? I forget.
The train ride is 2:30, 2:40 to Liverpool. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. So you went back and forth twice, right?
Yes, yeah.
So you landed, got right on the train?
Yeah, you take the Heathrow Express into London, then you take the tube over to Euston Station, and then you get on your train to Liverpool. And so that all happened as we're still carrying our bags from the airport. You know,
so you were wiped out?
Yeah, you can't get into a London hotel until Thursday night. So the first night we stayed in Liverpool, and if you're going to do that, you probably should just fly to Liverpool or maybe to Manchester. But anyway, it's the logistics could always be better. But we go up there the first day and we see a night match at Liverpool, which is Liverpool Everton, which is the Merseyside Derby, which is the longest running series in English soccer that goes back to like 1892, and this was the 246th meeting between the two teams. God. And it's just the best. It's a fun rivalry divided by 500 yards, and the two teams have all sorts of history. They were one club originally. Everton played at Anfield at first, and then they, I think, somehow Liverpool branched off Everton. But Liverpool got to keep Anfield, and so Everton opened Goodison Park like in 1892 or something. I don't know. I was wondering if an Everton guy knew the actual history. Because I think they claim that they invented the sport or something like that as part of the back and forth. But anyway, it's a really cool thing up there in that city.
Yeah, the whole city, you're either red or you're blue. And
right.
All of those row houses, like they'll have flags in the window,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's so great. And so, yeah, on Saturday we wanted to get to Everton Stadium. And Everton plays – see, here's – I figured it out. So I went to three stadiums on this trip, and all of them were open. The youngest one was built in 1896. That's the youngest one. The oldest one goes back to 1888. So all of these stadiums are 130 to 140 years old. And, you know, the seats are small. There's no suites. There's the bathrooms. Oh, so have you gone to a match at Goodison?
Yes.
Okay.
I sat in the behind the goal.
Okay.
I can't remember which street stand. I think the Gladys Street end.
Okay. Do you remember anything about your bathroom experience?
I don't.
Okay, so
are they like worse than the original Cotton Bowl before the?
Well, we were just talking about
like troughs and walls.
And walls.
Yeah,
dude. So first, an admission. When we went to Goodison Park, I just told the guy, "Give me the best tickets you can get, and as long as it's not insane, I just want to buy the best tickets to be in a place that's about to close." I want to splurge. Okay. Yeah. So I think they ended up being 225 pounds each. So, you know, expensive, but whatever. You save for a rainy
Very
day.
Doable.
Yeah. And so we were in the seventh row, basically at midfield. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, you're almost not sitting on the bench. And so again, these are the real, real, real nice seats. Got to go to the bathroom. So I said, you know what? We got 15 minutes till kickoff. I'm going to run to the men's room. Do you want to go? No, go ahead. So I go off by myself. And men's room, okay, this way, down these stairs, okay. So you walk in, and I'm telling you, it's a room like this square. So I'm, what are we in, 20 by 20?
Yeah.
Okay, on this wall, wall number one, you have two sinks. Wall number two, wall number three, and wall number four are basically just walls with drains. And you might say, well, what happens if you need to go number two? I don't know. There were no toilets. There were walls and drains. And so the other three walls, guys are basically pocket to pocket standing next to each other with no divider and just old Willie. And it's just crossing streams and who knows what. But that's how we went potty 140 years ago, guys.
So low rent.
Honestly, a wall with a drain, you can't get more low rent.
No.
That requires no budget. You don't finish it out with great little furnishings or anything like that. No, it's just a wall.
And, you know, like, it would cost these clubs, and I guess the fear is for however many of these teams, clubs have these types of bathrooms, it'd cost them $50,000 to outfit them with just partitions separating human beings. But their fear is what? That they just get torn down?
Well, their fear is we have no space. We built these stadiums around row houses and around streets, and we don't have an inch to spare in any direction.
Yeah, so if you put in partitions, then like eight dudes can go at one time, whereas now like 20 dudes can go
yes,
at one time.
That's exactly right. And when everybody needs to go at halftime, it must just be anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah. And they only, I mean, part of it is they only sell beer before the game and at halftime.
Yes. And
oh, they do sell at half. I didn't know that.
Well, you just can't bring it into the seating.
Yeah. Okay. You can go and slam it in the concourse.
And they do.
No, I bet.
And so, I mean, this is the whole thing about going over there is they only care about one thing, their football club. And so I'm showing Justin all this, and this is his first trip, so it's all moving very fast for him. But I've now done this 10 times. I've been to, like, almost 30 English football games in my little run here in the last 20 years. And I never get tired of it, but I just – it's just weird being embedded with these people that – like, I sat next to an Everton fan, and for a day – I'm just going to be Everton guy. I'm not wearing the gear, but I'm in their seats, and I just want to be...
Well, and we were doing you a favor trying to take a point from Arsenal.
Absolutely, and you did. You took two from Arsenal, and I appreciate you doing that. And so, but I'm talking to him, and he's like 63. And he says he's been coming here since he was 7 because his parents had tickets, and now he does, and he brought his daughter. And he had the filthiest mouth for somebody sitting with their daughter, let me just say. Just incredible use of all the F-bombs and a couple C-bombs and just everything through. Every call was against us, and every one of our players is effing rubbish, and just the whole bit. It's just but everybody in there has been coming to these matches their entire life. And then we rode with the Arsenal fans up to the match, and I'm telling you, we're surrounded by Arsenal fans, and they all know each other. And they're all talking about, okay, hey, are you sorted for Bournemouth? Are you going to Madrid for the Champions? Who's going? And they're basically figuring out how they're getting tickets and hotels and flights for their whole life is when is Arsenal's next match? I don't know how they have the budgets for this because
well, I can tell you how they have the budget for it because it's the only team.
Yeah.
Whereas you may be like, all right, I'm going to go see a Texas A&M game and then a Packer game.
Right.
And then I'm going to fly to England to see this game. And then I'm going to the Bucks.
Right.
Like, you've got like 10 teams.
I know.
They have one.
They have one.
Every dollar goes to one.
And every Saturday, that's what they do is they hop on a train and they go somewhere in England and they drink as much as they can. Starting at 7 a.m. when their train leaves, they start pounding them. And they go all day.
Can you bring beer on the train?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you can, but you do.
Yeah.
There's, I mean,
they sell it on the train.
You know what? You're right. Okay. They do sell they it on bar the train. Car. That's yeah. that's exactly right. And so they're stacked forever. And so yeah, these guys, you know, and the train ticket to Everton, I think round trip was 120 pounds. So what is that? $180 or something? Something
yeah,
along those lines.
I don't know what
lines.
The rate is now.
But I mean, you start adding these things up. Now the ticket prices stay really low if you have season tickets, and that's something these franchises deal with. So I guess the roundabout thing I'm trying to express here is, the best stadiums there are the old ones, and the best stadiums in our country, I think, are the old ones as well. But the new ones make money because they can build suites and they can build clubs that people want to pay $200 a plate to dine and then go to the game or go. That's how you build revenue. But the experience and the atmosphere and the soul of these experiences are all in these places that were built over 100 years ago.
So will the new Goodison have big bathrooms and
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's on the dock. It's on the waterfront. It looks gorgeous, but
it does.
They've tried kind of like we were talking about with Mark, the Intuit Dome for the Clippers
yeah.
and how they built the wall that the new Everton, the Bramley Dock Stadium, they pitched all of the seating up so everybody's still on top of the field.
And they all hope that the new place still has life in it. But I'm telling you, I've been to Arsenal's old place and their new place. The old place is 100 times better. Now, it probably doesn't make any money, and the new place makes a ton.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, for an experience, to feel alive, to feel like this is why I cross an ocean to watch sports, that was at the old place. The new place, generic. I might as well go to a Carolina Panthers game.
Right.
And the same with Tottenham. White Hart Lane was amazing. The new Tottenham Stadium, spare.
Do they tear the old ones down?
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're
gone.
They'll tear it down.
They're gone. Upton Park is gone. West Ham's old place. That place was awesome. So Goodison.
But they're going to do the same thing that we do.
Goodison Park is closing in 3 more matches in like 5 more weeks. And it's a shame. Now, hopefully the new place will be cool, but it won't be the same because that place is the only place they've ever played, and it opened decades before World War I. And so I don't know what the answer is because I'm telling you, I was so happy to be there Saturday. It was so great.
Well, and you mentioned the people that have been going there their entire life.
Yes.
And they've been sitting next to the same people their entire life.
That's right.
And I was reading about that's been the biggest, I guess, hurdle for a lot of people is buying their seats in the new stadium. They go over and they pick them out, but they don't know where their friends are picking their seats.
Oh, wow.
And so they have these lifelong friends, and then they're going to end up on opposite sides of the stadium.
Yeah.
That's weird. And it probably goes back generations, too. It's not just that particular family.
Absolutely. And then Sunday we went to Fulham to see Liverpool, and we sat with the home side. But Fulham, very friendly place. If you ever live in London and you're looking for a club where the people are all family and nice, I would say Fulham. Now, I know Todd Archer likes Fulham, and they're a fun club, and they're actually a pretty good team. And they beat Liverpool on Sunday. Liverpool is very stinky. And so the 26-match unbeaten streak, we were able to see that live, so that's a treat. Justin was really thrilled about that. But they were so cool because they've renovated their old stadium, and the new side is right on the River Thames. And so after the match, when you think most of these places just want you out of here because you're probably drunk and we just want the stadium clear, they open up the doors, and you're right on this river walk, and they're selling beverages at half price. Like, they're trying to get everybody tanked. And they're still serving food for 3 hours afterwards. They don't want you going to a neighborhood pub and winding down. They want you to stay at the stadium. We'll put the next match up on the screens.
And do people do it?
And it was the most beautiful day in London. The sun is out. It's 60 degrees. And we were just standing there for 2 hours after the match, let the train stations clear out. And we're just having the time of our life.
Man, carry this over because awesome. I want to talk about it.
It was the best trip.
Good.
It always is.
Good. That's awesome.
Experience the many benefits of owning a Volvo car. Enjoy complimentary factory scheduled maintenance, 24/7 roadside assistance, and expert care provided by your Volvo authorized retailer. Get top-notch service by scheduling your next service with the Volvo Cars app.